Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report on KCBS, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Amanda Mull. The U.S. Supreme Court is signaling that it will likely let a law which would ban TikTok in the U.S. stand. Talk of the ban has some content creators pondering their next move if the app is shut down. Amanda, do you think that they'll be moving their content over to other apps if TikTok is actually banned in the U.S.?
I think that a lot of them will probably try. It might be too little too late. Moving an audience is very, very complicated, and some of the more sophisticated creators on TikTok have been trying to build platforms elsewhere since the ban was first floated in 2020 during the first Trump presidency. But I think that we'll see a lot more taking that that track in the coming weeks.
Are there some creators who might actually benefit from a TikTok ban?
Creators that have put their bets on other platforms already, people who are existing influencers on YouTube, on Instagram, and, well, those are probably the two main ones. People who have decided to invest their time and build audiences on those platforms are probably going to come out of this pretty well, because people will be looking for new things to watch and new things to read.
I wonder how this might affect them financially. Will they be able to make as much on Instagram or YouTube as they've been doing on TikTok?
You know, it really depends. People who are trying to start moving their following over right now face like a pretty steep uphill climb to get back to the scale of following, the scale of audience that would be required in order for somebody who had hundreds of thousands or millions of followers on TikTok to make commensurate money elsewhere. It's not impossible if you've already started a little bit and you have genuinely really compelling content and things that people really like about you. People will search you out elsewhere, and other platforms will probably welcome you with open arms. You might be able to work with their talent acquisition departments to help promote you a little bit, but that's only going to be for the largest, most distinctive creators. So people at different tiers of the system might be having a little bit of an issue.
Do you think some creators will stick with TikTok? I mean, I've heard suggestions of using VPNs to access the app after the ban.
Yes. I think that some people are going to stick there and hope that after Trump is inaugurated, that he is able to broker some kind of deal to bring the app back and get things back in good working order. So I think that you're going to see people who just sort of try to ride it out and see what happens from there.
But there are some who promote their products who really could be devastated by this financially if TikTok goes away. Perhaps they're not prepared to immediately segue to another platform.
Yes, I think fundamentally it's hard sometimes for us to think about this, but TikTok creators are sort of small business people. They generally don't have like a big staff. They don't have a lot of people helping them. They don't have necessarily a lot of like hyper sophisticated business minds advising them in what to do. So I think a lot of people who haven't made other plans elsewhere, and who specifically people who have made a living selling products through TikTok Shop, because, you know, other platforms have short video products that they can sort of move their video content to. But TikTok is really the only platform in the U.S. that has figured out how to add like direct shopping onto those short videos. So if you had been really successful selling your skincare products or your makeup or your supplements through TikTok Shop, there's no like plug and play alternative out there, even if you could move your following.
You know, I wonder, before I let you go, a number of Twitter users said they were going to quit X after Elon Musk took over. That led to other platforms. Blue Sky comes to mind. Is anyone trying to build a new TikTok to replace one that could be banned?
There are definitely entrepreneurs out there in small startups who are trying to capture some of the magic in their product that TikTok was able to capitalize on to scale up quickly in the United States. But really, the most difficult thing is going to be that the TikTok algorithm provides something to users that even the big platforms, even Instagram and YouTube, have not been able to replicate. So, you know, building the structural capacity to host short-form video at scale is one thing. Being able to quickly surface seemingly random things to people that they didn't realize they wanted to see, but they do want to see, is a technological feat that I think a lot of these third-party platforms are not necessarily prepared to undertake.
All right, Amanda, thank you. That's Bloomberg's Amanda Mull. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8.